Good morning, Humboldt County. Welcome to another exciting edition of Your Care, Our Mission, here on 97.7 The Bolt, brought to you by KHBT and Humboldt County Memorial Hospital. Today I'm talking with the director of the foundation at HCMH, Marty Ratzlaff. Marty, how are you doing?
Good morning, Sam. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thanks for asking. So I understand we've got coming up pretty soon here that big HCMH Foundation Founders event. Tell me a little about that.
Yes. So on Saturday, January 18th, we will have the 17th annual Humboldt County Memorial Hospital Foundation Founders Event. It'll be at the Humboldt County Fairgrounds Event Center, like it is every year. And all proceeds from that event go towards our new ambulance.
Oh, very cool. And I think I saw it driving around a little bit. Do you have that out already?
Yes. The ambulance? Yes. It was delivered last week. We actually drove all the way to Minnesota to get it.
Oh, wow.
It got stocked last week and saved its first life last
Very nice.
Week.
Yeah.
So it can be seen running around Humboldt County and surrounding areas, whether it's on a transfer or just doing a 911 call.
Mm-hmm.
We're very excited. It is a little different looking than our previous ambulances, as it sits on a truck chassis versus a van chassis.
Interesting.
So it is a 2019 Ford F450 4x4 road rescue. So that means its capability to drive in weather like yesterday, our mini mm-hmm. blizzard, a lot easier and safer.
That's great. So I know even though obviously it's here, it's not really completely paid for. We're trying to raise money towards that. What's our goal? What's that goal amount to try
well,
to raise?
Yep. So the purchase of this ambulance was just north of $213,000 that the foundation has graciously wanted to purchase with mm-hmm. donor money. They made the approval at the last board meeting to do so. And so if you do see the new ambulance, it can be in a little bit brighter red, kind of like a hot rod red. It has the exact same graphics. It's got our new and improved logo on the side of it. And then on both doors, the driver and passenger door and the very back doors of the ambulance, say donated by the HCMH Foundation, which we're proud to put on this ambulance. We were speaking with the graphics folks that were doing our ambulance or mm-hmm. designing it per se. And they said this is the first time they've ever put a donated by.
Really?
So we take pride in, you know, and are super generous donors that have graciously donated their money to the foundation, especially if it's unrestricted. So that's where we're paying for this ambulance. And that's why the HCMH Foundation Founders Event, we decided to have the ambulance be that capital item. So that night, we will have the ambulance parked in the fairgrounds for everyone that comes to attend that buys tickets. We'll be able to jump inside and see all the neat bells and whistles that it does have. So a piece of the, I just want to allude to, yeah. of the ambulance itself is it has a $25,000 Stryker power lift to it. This pretty much means that the gurney hits the back end of the ambulance and it electronically moves the patient
oh, wow.
comfortably inside of the vehicle. This will eliminate a lot of our work comp back injuries that our staff have to deal with trying to lift patients into the back of the ambulance, and especially when they're in a hurry.
Of course.
So, this ambulance, like I said, that night you'll be able to see what it's capable of and what amenities it does have for our patients and for our EMS staff that are there.
Yeah. So besides just seeing that ambulance at the Founders event, that is Saturday, January 18th, I know there's going to be some comedy.
Yeah.
Some entertainment going on there.
Absolutely. So we're going to open the doors at 6. Chef Scotty and the HCMH Nutritional Services team have quite a menu lined up for mm-hmm. that night. Normally we've done kind of heavy appetizer. This year is going to be a full meal. So
there you go.
Please come hungry, and we'll have a cash bar. 8 p.m., Bob Stromberg is going to take the stage. He is a well-known comedian in Des Moines. He's co-author of Triple Espresso, which I think a lot of people have heard of. They're like the longest-standing show in Des Moines.
Wow.
So he's their comedian part of that. That'll be coming up to do some entertainment for us. And then we have live music to follow. We have booked the band Decoy. They're based out of Des Moines. We're doing their acoustic version, so they will be taking the stage as well afterwards. Because Bob will do about an hour and a half show.
Okay.
So
yeah. Well, it sounds like it should be a great night. And what's the cost to get in? What's the tickets?
Sure. So I encourage everyone to go online, mm-hmm. purchase them through Eventbrite. If you purchase reserve seating, you get to pick your seats. So those are your prime seats to mm-hmm. be right in front of the stage. And then general admission, $50 a person each sides of the stage. You won't be behind the comedian by any means, and then in the back corners, but for $50. So, like I said, all proceeds go to a great cause. It'll be a fun night. It always is a fun night,
yeah.
especially transitioning entertainment, but we're excited. So,
yeah. If someone can't go and they wanted to donate, what's the best way they can do that?
Yeah, so you can donate straight online, HumboldtHospital.org. Just click on ways to give, and we have all of our entities online, whether it's the foundation, the auxiliary, or the Humboldt County Hospice Foundation. Otherwise, you can just send in a check to the hospital, and attention to me, and I'll get it to the right place.
So. Perfect. Well, thank you so much, Marty.
Yeah, thank you, Sam.
No problem. This has been Your Care, Our Mission, here on 97.7 The Bolt.